Here you're going to learn about greetings, and you're going to learn about the distinction you can make in Spanish between formal greetings and informal greetings, and the most common ways of replying to them. In terms of greetings, the most common ones are buenos días, which literally means good day, buenas tardes, which is good afternoon, buenas noches, which means good night, adiós, which is goodbye, and one that you probably know by now, which is hola, which means hello. You can, as I said, treat somebody formally or informally in Spanish, and you achieve that by using certain expressions, or sometimes it's just a very tiny difference in sound. One sound is added to the end of a phrase, and that makes a whole difference. So notice, for example, the following. You can say, buenas noches, ¿cómo está? And that means, good evening, how are you? You could also say, hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Which means, hello, how are you? Both ¿cómo está? And ¿cómo estás? Mean, how are you? The difference is just an S sound that you hear at the end of ¿cómo estás? Which is the informal way of approaching this how are you in English. So be careful with your endings and just watch out for other little details that makes a whole difference. But let's come to how you reply to these greetings. You can say muy bien, and then you can ask a question in turn, say ¿y tú?, when it is an informal way of address, or otherwise ¿y usted?, which is the formal way of addressing somebody, and both mean in English and you. So muy bien ¿y tú?, muy bien ¿y usted?, would be the alternative ways you have to reply. But instead of muy bien, you could say bien, which means well, so-so, which is regular, mal, which means not so good, o fatal, which means terrible. And the last thing to say about greetings is that you have to notice when people are using these greetings. It does vary a bit between English ways of going about this and, let's say, Spanish ways of using greetings. For example, buenos días is something you can hear people saying, or you can be expected to use, until about 2 p.m., which is a bit longer than you would expect in England to be using the expression good morning. That means that after 2 p.m., you would be expected, or you would hear people using buenas tardes. And this is something you can use until about the time that shops close, which is 8:30 in Spain. So much longer than in England, for example. After that, you would say buenas noches as a greeting, but also as a farewell expression, which also can be substituted by adiós. I think this has covered the most important things you need to know about greetings in Spanish, types of greetings, ways of addressing somebody formally or informally, and the possible ways of replying to those greetings. I hope this is helpful.